You're listening to The Valued Podcast with Shane and Luke Weiler.
In this episode, we answer the question, how do distractions steal your value? The problem is many of us are not standing where we're supposed to stand, and instead we're chasing after things that are not ours to have. When we do this, we end up devalued. So in this episode, we're going to uncover what you truly need to do so that you can step into all the opportunities that are yours to have and stop chasing distractions that are getting in your way. So, how are distractions stealing your value?
So, here we are. Welcome to this fifth episode. Luke and I are in the studio today. Hey, Luke, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Today has been a very, very good day, and I'm super excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today. So go ahead. Why don't you start us off?
Well, definitely a lot of people, not only leaders in companies, but a lot of people in their day-to-day lives trip up in this, I think, for sure. I catch myself tripping up in it a lot. And it's all about pursuing after distractions and how distractions are the thing that steal your value. Because, I mean, when you're chasing after distractions, you're not chasing the things that you should be going after.
Absolutely, yeah. So today what Luke and I want to talk about with you is basically the difference between distractions and opportunities, and how distractions, really what we want to focus in on is how distractions actually steal your value. And so there's three things that we want to talk about. First, we're going to define what an opportunity is, what a distraction is, and then we're going to dig into three key areas that are going to help you understand the difference between the two and how to maneuver so that you're actually standing in your opportunities and avoiding your distraction. The first thing that we need to do is define what a distraction is and what an opportunity is. So why don't you define distraction, and I'll define opportunity, or vice versa, whatever you want to do, man.
So a distraction is mainly where you're not needed and wanted. But on top of that, a distraction is also something that you're not necessarily meant to do, but that you want to do. A distraction could be anywhere that you're living for happiness or pleasure rather than purpose or meaning. And a distraction could also be a place where you are simply trying to overfulfill what you're meant to do. And so stepping out of the things that you should be doing and trying to go above.
Yeah, so a couple of things that I want to hit on there, what you said. First of all, I'll start at the end, and I'll work my way back to the beginning of what you're talking about. So we tend to over-fulfill or over-push ourselves or add more value when we're not trusting that we're enough. Mm. We're not trusting that we can stand in what we have to offer, and that's enough. We have this mindset. We have this belief that we have to give more than enough. We have to be more than enough, or those that we lead and serve will not value us. And it's the exact opposite. As we're able to stand in that we're enough, and the only way you can really do that is by knowing your value and really knowing why you're here. So that's one of the key things. You got to know that you're enough, and that's enough. You don't have to be more, and you got to guard against being less, yeah. But you're definitely enough. So that's the first thing, just what you said there. So the other thing that I think is really important to note here is that opportunities are actually given to you. Mm. Opportunities are given. We have this false belief that we can create opportunities. But what happens when we're doing that is we're actually stepping into a distraction. And we'll dig into that more. But those are two key things off the top, that opportunities are given. They're not made.
Yeah.
That's a huge paradigm shift. It's our responsibility to know where those opportunities are, to step into them, because everywhere we don't do that, we're actually stepping into a distraction.
Yeah.
So then the other key thing that a distraction is, I had this revelation that distractions are actually opportunities. That's why I was getting drawn into them. But they're not my opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
there's somebody else's opportunities, and somebody else's opportunity is my distraction,
mm-hmm.
because it's not where I'm supposed to be. It's not what I'm supposed to be involved in. Even though it's a great thing, it's not for me to be involved. I can support somebody else and cheer them on and do what I can in that to support them, but it's really their opportunity, not mine. And the moment I step into that, I'm actually trying to steal their opportunity, which never bodes well, which is why distractions never end in a very good place.
Another thing as well is that we could even be in the lives of the person who has that opportunity. And so it's very easy to mistake that opportunity for our own. And even if we know that it's not ours, it's easy to go after it. But I think a key thing, because not only does stepping into distractions lead to being devalued, because those around you aren't going to value you for what you're bringing, because you're not going to be in the right place. But also, when you step into those places, you're trying to live somebody else's path. You're trying to live their story, fulfill their calling, and you're not meant to do that. So because you're stepping into those distractions, you're literally going to burn yourself out pursuing something that's not yours to have. When what you could do is just stand in what you're meant to do and do that and be fully valued for what you have to bring. Because the truth is, you don't have what it takes. You don't have the tools. You don't have the talents. You don't have the skills. You don't have anything that you need to fulfill somebody else's story. You can't fulfill their calling because you don't have what you need. But the truth is, even when it doesn't feel like it, you have everything you need to fulfill your own. So whenever you're stepping into those opportunities, you're living your own story, and you're going to get the blessings that come with that.
That's exactly right. Let's just summarize what a distraction actually is. It's actually somebody else's opportunity.
Mm.
So if you think of every distraction you ever step into, it's somebody else's opportunity. You're not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So a distraction is somebody else's opportunity. So then what's an opportunity? Well, an opportunity, really, at its simplest form, is everywhere that you are both needed and wanted. There's people in your life that need you. There's people in your work that need you, but they don't want you.
Mm.
And likewise, there's people that want you, but for whatever reason, they don't need you. Those are distractions. Everywhere you're standing where you're needed but not wanted, and wanted but not needed, that's a distraction. You're not supposed to be there. It doesn't mean that you'll never be there. But right now, in that moment, you're not needed and wanted. That's the challenge, to be everywhere that you're needed and wanted. That's an opportunity.
When you're standing where you're needed and wanted, those opportunities are going to keep coming towards you, because the people in your life are going to see exactly what you bring, and they're going to know the need that you meet in their life. They're going to know exactly what they need to go to you for. They're going to know exactly when they have this problem, you're the person they can go to. And so you are fully valued for everything that you do when you're fulfilling that. So when you're standing in that place, those opportunities come to you, and all you have to do is step into them. That's what doing what you're meant to do is. It's taking each opportunity in stride, taking step by step by step, because every opportunity that comes to you is another piece in your story. And so every time you walk into each of those opportunities, you're fulfilling exactly what you're meant to do, and you're fully realizing your purpose.
So that just takes me back to what we said before, that opportunities are given, they're not made. Just mm-hmm. like you said, they come to you. Those opportunities come to you.
Mm.
It's like, you know, they come down the street, they knock on your door, and if you're not home because you're following some other distraction, you're going to miss out on that opportunity.
Exactly.
Opportunities are given to us. They come to us. We don't create them.
Well, and that is a very profound difference between opportunities and distractions, because when you're doing what you're meant to do, the opportunities are coming to you. All you need to do is use everything that you've been given, step into them, fulfill them, meet the need in that opportunity. But with distractions, because it's not part of the story you're meant to live, because it's someone else's, you're chasing after them. You're running after those distractions, trying to catch them. And even if you do catch them, you're going to be devalued in them, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But I think that's why a lot of people That's why there's such a common misconception that opportunities are something that you have to go make or chase, because so many people are just chasing distractions, and so they mistake them for opportunities.
Okay, so that defines opportunities and distractions. So again, a distraction is somebody else's opportunity, not yours. And an opportunity is simply everywhere that you are needed and wanted. Mm-hmm. Both have to be there. Okay, so now how do we figure out where we're needed? Let's talk about that.
So those who need you are the people who have the need that you meet in their lives. And so, I mean, these people are in a place where they need help. And who knows how long they've carried that need inside them, or the circumstances that have led up to having that need. And so many people are just so desperate, and they don't even know that there is help for them out there. And that's part of, you know, fully realizing your purpose, doing exactly what you're meant to do, is stepping in wherever you can, wherever you are given the chance.
Yeah, so here's the key thing to add what you just said, is that just like distractions, the belief that we're here to meet many needs in people's lives is a distraction. Mm-hmm. The truth in that is that we are here to meet one need. You've heard us talk about this before. If you've listened to other podcasts, watched some of our videos, you know, been involved in our courses, you meet one need that shows up in many different ways. And that's where it gets a bit confusing for us, because we don't know that, right?
Absolutely. This lie it's had very powerful effects on my life, for sure. Like, there's been many times when I've just been living daily life, been thinking, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, this person needs this, you know, I need to help this person in this way, and I've got to do this, and this is what my list has. And it's so easy to get caught up thinking that, you know, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. But if you stop, take a second, reevaluate, look at that list, you'll find that the need is, it's all one need. You have different opportunities to answer that need. That's the only difference. You're just stepping into it and realizing that purpose in a different way every time. I mean, when you think about it like that, it sure transforms a lot, because it goes from a to-do list that definitely wears you down and, you know, kind of makes you miserable at the end of the day, to a very fulfilling task. I mean, you're working towards realizing the purpose that you're put on this earth for. I mean, you're doing exactly what you're meant to do, realizing your purpose and meeting that need in many people's lives in many ways. And, you know, something that many of us look at as a mundane task that we have to do, if you stop and reevaluate it and look at it for what it is, you'd realize that you're actually fulfilling your purpose in a very profound way.
And the key in that, the very first step, again, the very first step, before you can even know where you're needed, you have to know the need that you're here to meet. Mm-hmm. And the question that you need to answer in that is, what need do you recognize in others? And then do the work, dig down to answer it in one word. One word. What one word describes the need that you see in every single person that you come in contact with, both personally and professionally? Even somebody walking down the street, what need do you recognize them and describe it in a word? Mm. That's key. Okay, so the first step is, you got to know where you're needed. So you're needed, as you said, everywhere that need is. You're needed. Mm. So now the flip side of that coin is, where are you wanted? Where are you wanted? Because an opportunity is everywhere you're needed and wanted. So everywhere the need is, you're needed. So where are you wanted? How do you figure that out?
Just like those who need you need what you meet in their life, those who want you want what you protect in their life.
Yeah, so here's the easiest way to figure out what you protect. So as you fulfill, here's the background. As you fulfill your purpose in their life, you are actually protecting something very profound. Mm-hmm. So here's the question. Just like in the need, what need do you recognize in others? You want to answer that in a word. You want to answer this question in a word too. And the question is, what do you protect? What do you protect? Other people's sense of blank. Mm-hmm. In a word, other people's sense of blank. So here's how we answer that as a company. So we're here to help you realize your purpose. And in that, there's a need for purpose. So what do we protect as we do that? We protect your value. We protect your sense of value. Everywhere that you are fulfilling your purpose, you're being valued. Your sense of value is going to be protected, not only internally within you, within your company, your community, your family, but with all those that you're leading and serving as well.
Absolutely.
So everywhere you're needed is where that need is. Everywhere you're wanted is where that want is, because what you protect is what other people want. People want to be valued. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't want to be valued. Mm-hmm. The way you become valued is by fulfilling your need for purpose, by actually fulfilling and realizing and clarifying and aligning all you do with that purpose. That's how you become, that's how you get what you want, which in this case is being valued. So third point, how do we bring that all together? So how do we know where we're needed and wanted? Well, all you want to do is, once you figure out the need and the want, you just want to make a list and go, okay, so where does that need show up?
Yeah.
Where does that want show up? So just create two separate lists. Write down whatever comes to your mind. You're going to realize that they're in relationships that you have.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Names of certain people may come up. Groups of people may come up. You just want to write down those lists and do it separately. Where you needed, make that list. Where you wanted, make that list. And then all you got to do to figure out where you're needed and wanted, where your opportunities are, is bring those two lists together. Wherever you have duplicates, you put those on the third list where you're needed and wanted. That's where you're needed and wanted. And now the key in that is that you want to make sure that you get it down to 1 to 3 key groups, because any more than that, and statistically, you're just, and realistically, you're just going to, you're going to drop the balls. You can't focus on more than 3 key areas at one time. So In looking at that list, how can you group those people together? How can you group those groups of people together so that you get 1 to 3 key groups where you're needed and wanted? That's where your opportunities are. And what you're going to notice is that there's actually a hierarchy too, that if, say, you got 3 opportunities that come all at the same time and each opportunity falls into one of those places, you're actually going to prioritize those and go, I'm going to spend my time here first, second, and here third.
I've definitely noticed that in life. So, I mean, like, even when I'm, you know, in day-to-day life, you know, doing stuff, maybe just helping around, helping other people who need me to do small chores or whatever for them, you know, I naturally kind of step into certain areas. And I mean, subconsciously, you're not even thinking about it. But when you stop and take a minute, you actually realize that those are the places where you're most valued. I mean, when you do those things, those are the places that bring back the most joy, the most reward, the most meaning in life, you know? I mean, for simple things, you wouldn't imagine that, you know, you would subconsciously do that, but it's true. I mean, you step into the places where people need and want you the most, and where you see that need that you meet the strongest.
Those are key and pivotal moments and huge paradigm shifts when you can look at your relationships and go, oh, I'm actually not needed and or wanted there. Mm. You're going to get your life back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're actually giving them life, because they're coming to you thinking you can help them with the need or the want that they have. And if you can't, what a huge gift that you can give to them and go, you know what? I actually can't help you with this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to help you with this, but I'm here to help you find the right person to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, precisely. And we end up being devalued because we're trying to stand somewhere that we're not supposed to be, even if we're trying to help them. And then they see that we're really not helping them. And then that just leaves us devalued.
So here's what happens if you continue to step out into your distractions as opposed to your opportunities. At a very simple level, you're going to be doubted. Mm. You're going to be devalued. And eventually, just as you just said, you're going to be discarded because people will just, your advice isn't going anywhere.
They'll
your leadership
stop coming to you. And yeah. Then the opportunities will stop coming completely.
Exactly. Because you continue to step into distractions and your value is going to go out the window.
Exactly.
And then your influence as a leader, your impact as a leader, it's just not going to be there.
Exactly. You're going to miss out on all the opportunities. And then, I mean, at the very heart of it, as bad as it is, you won't have the opportunities to step into, and you won't be able to keep walking forward in fulfilling your story, doing what you're meant to be doing.
I mean, if you want a good challenge, a great challenge in your life, in your work, stand where you're supposed to be.
Mm.
That's an incredible challenge, to go at the pace that you're supposed to go, right? As leaders, we're looking for challenges. We love challenges for the most part. One of the biggest challenges I've ever accepted is to stand where I'm supposed to be standing, where I'm needed and wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those places, it demands all of me. It demands all of us to be able to fulfill on that purpose. It's just how it's built to function.
And when you're doing that, people will know that they can go to you when they have the need that you meet in their lives, because they will know that you are always standing in the place that they need you to stand in.
And you're not going to get distracted.
Exactly.
Or if you do, you course correct really quickly, because you acknowledge, oh, I'm not needed and or wanted here. I'm not supposed to be here. Where am I supposed to be? And you get back on track. And then they know that you can be reliable and trustworthy to actually be there when they need and want you the most.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So one of the key things to remember about standing in your opportunities and avoiding your distractions is that you have to be where you're needed and wanted the most. In those places is where you are going to find the most meaning, gain the most hope, and be the most alive, because that's exactly where you're needed and wanted the most. And in those places, you're going to find deep meaning in those relationships. Even in the smallest places where you're able to answer that need that you recognize, remember that one word, that one need that you recognize in others in one word, even if you answer that in small ways, it's going to bring so much life to you. It's going to open another door because you stepped into that opportunity. That's how opportunities work. If you fail to jump into your opportunities, to engage in them, you don't get others. Even the smallest opportunities lead to other opportunities, which lead to other opportunities. So don't be discouraged. Everywhere that you are needed and wanted, step into those areas. It could be in big ways. It could be in little ways. But that's where you're going to be valued as a leader. Everywhere that you are needed and wanted.
Leadership is hard, which is why the Valued Podcast is here for you. Realize your purpose and be the valued leader you need to be everywhere you go. So if today's episode blessed you in any way, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Then head over to wcompany.ca to see how our on-demand courses and live events teach you how to be valued in all your key relationships, at home, work, in your community, and beyond. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get you valued everywhere you go.